If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. Last night was the historic 90th anniversary of the Academy Awards. And we have, the whole show is devoted to this, to the Academy today, to the Me Too movement, to Time Out, and, joining me, my first guest, is a gentleman who's been in the PR industry and producing for a lot of years, and it's our good friend Mark Goldman. And so, Mark, I want this first segment to be about the business. Let's talk about how, first of all, did you like the show?
You know what? It was a little too long for me, as it always is, between that and the red carpet beforehand. You know, it's a good 5 hours of your life.
Yeah. Kind of was last night. I kind of felt the same way. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, after the first 2 hours, it was like enough.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same exact way. I have to tell you that for the 90th anniversary, instead of taking the audience, the surprise audience that they were, going to be with all of the different stars,
right,
handing them the snacks and the hot dog machine, which was hysterical. I would have loved to have seen more of the old Hollywood. I would have loved to have seen a couple of scenes recreated from An American in Paris, from Gone with the Wind. I would have loved to have seen some of the most iconic figures still living gathered together and just sitting and talking. And
you know,
grabbing,
kind of a reunion, if you will. If
yes,
they would have brought them
yes.
out, showed some more clips.
Yes.
I mean, the 90th, it's big business, these award shows. And they've, it's kind of a letdown. I thought they could have done a lot better with this. I agree with you.
Yeah. I loved seeing Eva Marie saying, I thought she looked spectacular at 90 years of age. God bless her. I thought Helen Mirren and Jane Fonda were great, and Faye Dunaway, and they all looked great and terrific. But I would have liked to have seen more old Hollywood there. I just would have. I would have liked
Absolutely.
To have seen even the past 20 years of Academy Award winners there. I would have just something different.
I agree. You know what? It was the 90th award show, and it didn't pop. Wasn't anything too special.
So let me ask you, what will the Academy Award, is there a big difference between nominated for an Academy Award and winning the Academy Award in terms of the box office success for these movies?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? If you get a nomination, a lot of people get nominations. So you're nominated. You know, you're nominated for this, you're nominated for that. Nothing really comes out of it too much. It really only happens if you win. Because after you win, people want to see these movies.
Yeah, they want to go to the movies. They want to go to the movies. There's no doubt about it.
It kind of almost encourages you to see a winner or a winning movie because other people like it.
Right, right. When you saw the, I mean, Time's Up and Me Too, I'm going to get into it with an old Hollywood icon in a little while, Marilyn Anderson. But I did think it was flat, and I do think, this is just my own personal opinion, I do think that the host will not be repeating. I may be wrong, but I think that was his last gig. What do you think?
I don't know. You know what? If it wasn't for him, I think I would have totally fell asleep on the whole entire show.
Really?
I like him. I think he's funny. I think he's entertaining. He's mature.
No, I thought he was great. I thought he did a great job. I thought he did a great job, but
I think he's appropriate in every which way he can be.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that you said that.
I was a little bit uncomfortable when he brought up Harvey Weinstein, but everything else I thought was, totally appropriate.
I thought it was very funny that he started to look at the statue. Oscar, you're 90 years of age. You've survived everything, and you know, he just. I thought that gig was very funny.
Absolutely. And then he mentioned some of his manly parts that were not there, which were quite funny.
Yeah, that was even funnier. Yeah, yeah.
And totally appropriate as well.
Totally appropriate. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the movies themselves, the blockbusters.
Yes.
Would
you like to go to the, some of the best supporting roles or the best
movies? I just wanted to mention that I have to say that there were not as many women.
Right.
And winners, and that it was really blatant last night, very blatant last night. You know,
I think that was intentional.
No, not at all. I just think it's the way in which... And as Francis said, we now need to have inclusion.
Right.
And when she won her Oscar, we now need to have inclusion. And I think that it's taking time, and I think that, but women need to have more director opportunities and more...
Directorial, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you. I couldn't get the word out. But I think that there was just the lack of a lot of women in key speeches last night.
Were you uncomfortable when Jimmy Kimmel brought up the fact about Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams and that whole movie situation?
No, I thought that was how he did it was brilliant.
I agree. At first I was like, oh, I hope he's not here, you know, Mr. Wahlberg. But, yeah. But I think
it's true. The inequality was just so blatant, and what, as he said, in the same agency representing them, and then I thought he made a cute joke at the end. So Michelle, what are you gonna do with the pressure is now on? What are you gonna do with your $80?
Right, where are you gonna donate your $80? Mark Wahlberg just donated 1.5 mil.
Yeah, where are you gonna put your $80?
Right.
I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah. Absolutely, very funny.
Were you surprised? I wasn't surprised by any of the winners last night. That's what the other piece, too. I was like, you just knew everybody that won. There was no element of who's going to win this year.
Absolutely.
They were all
shoo-ins. Have you seen a lot of these movies?
No, I haven't seen a lot of them, but I've seen a few. Were you shocked that Get Out got nominated?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but you know what was funny in the beginning? I forgot whose speech was going on for too long, and then the Get Out guy came out, and he was just like, Get Out!
Yeah.
So that was kind of funny.
That was funny. He was the first black director and screenwriter, and he broke
He pretty much did it all.
he broke a boundary last night, as did a few other people. And Mary J.
Her Blige.
Song, oh my gosh, her song was amazing. But the song
you liked
that
it? I turned it off. I fast forward.
Are you kidding?
No,
I liked her song, but the last song that was performed from, I think it was from, wasn't it from Coco, the animated
yes.
film?
Yep.
That was
yep.
extraordinary. That was extraordinary.
You
Maybe
know,
it wasn't
again,
Coco.
The 90th, these 90th award show. You just think there would have been bigger acts, better people, bigger productions, flashier Hollywood sort of stuff, and it just wasn't there.
Yeah, it kind of wasn't. It really wasn't. Okay, so who talked to, for people who didn't see the boring aspects of the show, and there were many of them, who were the winners? Who were the bigger, who did you think were the big winners last night?
Well, obviously, you know, the people that got the best actors, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread, who was big, you know, Denzel Washington, he was great. He's such a great actor in everything he does, you know?
Right. Did you like Francis's speech at the end, having all the women stand up?
Yeah, it was all right, but you know, it was kind of expected, you know.
Yeah, yeah. When we come back, though, we will talk about the box office success of the movie.
I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Ah, yes. She wasn't there, but she made the news at the Academy because Jimmy did a funny joke about the cloning of her dogs. That's, of course, the very talented Barbara Streisand joining me today, a special edition on the Frankie Boyer Show. We're talking Oscars. We're talking about the Me Too movement. We're talking about the business of what's happening in Hollywood. And I have to ask you, do you think that we're seeing, not the demise, far from it, but do you see the world people are going to do?
You know what, Frankie? Thanks for putting me on here. For, you know, shows, whether it be on Netflix, whether it be on Amazon Prime, whether it be the movie theaters, but I think people will always go to the movie theaters because it creates that experience.
You do, okay. Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that we won't lose that, but I think that we have definitely lost a lot of the immediacy with
where people have to go.
Yeah, with Netflix. I think Netflix has just taken over, and I'm even now a subscriber, which I was not before.
Wow. A round of applause. What do you call it? You know what they're doing at movies? It's much nicer. They're making the chairs nicer. You can
yes, they
your
are.
Seat. They're bringing bars and restaurants in.
That's right. There are fine dining restaurants in the theater itself so that you can eat and then go to the movies. Eat while sitting at the movies. I know that when I go to the movies, I love these beautiful new chairs. I love them. I love bringing my own refreshments, which I make, and bring them in. It's a nice experience. It really is. And
absolutely.
It's good to get away for a couple of hours. But I guess
from what I understand, the new movie, what they're going to be doing a lot of these movie theaters is giving you a subscription rate where you pay a certain amount of dollars per month and you can see as many movies as you want.
Oh, I think that's brilliant.
And I think, that'll
I think
be the
that's
future.
Brilliant. Yes, I think that will help tremendously. I really do. The movies that really made a splash last night will probably have another run at getting more audience to go see them, and I think that, you know, we're looking at a lot of movies. Phantom Thread won for best costume design, and I think people will go see that. I think
What do you think about all the gorgeous looks from the red carpet last night?
I thought they were exquisite. They were very regal. A lot of gold, a lot of red, lot of white. Very regal. Statements being made by the lack of a lot. I thought everybody. He had a colorful gown made so she could wear flat shoes. She looked lovely. She absolutely looked lovely. And I thought that
Nicole Kidman looked great as well, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she's so beautiful. How could she not? I thought everybody, Sandra Bullock was great in her black and gold. And they were
Jennifer
just exquisite.
Viola
Davis looked exquisite. She wore beautiful pink, and it looked lovely on her. It really looked beautiful on her. A lot of white. I thought Jane Fonda, I don't know what the heck she's doing, but her skin on her chest, on my high definition, I don't, 80 years old, what does she do for her skin? I mean, I understand she's had,
but I don't know.
No, not for the chest on the skin. You know, you can't hide the hands and you can't hide the chest. Those are two areas that you just, I mean, you can hide them because you're old, but you can't do a whole lot. I don't know what she's done, but boy, 80 years old. She's 80.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Incredible.
You know who looked kind of weird, I thought? Emma Stone.
You didn't like the pants with the jacket?
Pants is like kind of jacket with a bow around it and the shoes.
Well, it was an old Hollywood statement of, you know, that. I thought I didn't have a problem with it. I just didn't. I really didn't. Exquisite. Didn't she look exquisite?
Absolutely.
So Sam Rockwell won for three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Right.
This movie got a lot of buzz and a lot of winners.
Absolutely. I did like his initial speech with just, you know, go look outside, check out a billboard, whatever.
Yeah. I thought that the foreign language film, A Fantastic Woman from Chile won. The best supporting actress, of course, Allison Janney, and I, Tonya, which will make another round. The animated short film, I thought that was great that Kobe won.
Absolutely.
Your basketball.
You know, I was just about to bring up Kobe Bryant, the basketball player.
Yeah, he won. That was his his animated short film. And then Coco won for the animated feature film. Blade Runner,
which is really good because it was one of by far the best
animated,
you know, cartoonish sort of movies, animated movies. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Heaven is a Traffic Jam on the 405 won for documentary short.
Right.
And
right.
The Silent Child won for live action short film. James Ivey finally won Call Me by Your Name. I mean, what a career he has had, extraordinary career. We were talking about Jordan Peele, and he won for Get Out and cinematography, Blade Runner 2049, original score, The Shape of Water won. That was
right.
The
Is
Shape
it me
of
or,
Water.
Do a lot of these categories just, you know, they're pointless for the American viewer?
Well, I think the artistry behind them is important. No, I think it's
right.
Really important. But what I didn't find was that they're like kissing each other before they go up to the... Go up and get your Oscar and then come back and do that. You know, we're all waiting
right.
for you.
Right.
I just, like,
you know,
just tell them...
Like, one of the categories, best makeup. Why do I care about that? Yeah.
Well, you do care about it because it's the artistry in creating the scenes that took hours and hours for some of the actors before they went out. No, I
right.
mean... Well, anyway, it will definitely, of course, The Shape of Water won 4 Oscars last night. 4.
Yep.
And, yeah.
I think
3
it's
billboards.
A lot more money in the box office.
Yep. The Shape of Water is going to be one of those... one of those big things. The other story was Gary Oldman just won the Oscar for Best Actor, and he's also been accused of domestic violence. So go figure. Yet to be uncovered. So let's see how it...
I'm Dr. John Villard. Take your health back with time-tested ancient medical wisdom that's backed by modern science. Do you ever wonder that the information that we get from the medical profession is inaccurate? New wonder drugs go on and off the market only to be pulled off 2 or 3 years later. Science seems to be able to prove whatever it wants. Science tells us coffee is good, coffee is bad, wheat, dairy, soy, wine, the list goes on. How do we know if these foods are actually good for us or bad? It's confusing, right? At LifeSpot.com, I have published thousands of free articles and videos aimed at proving ancient time-tested medical wisdom with modern science. If I can find a food, herb, lifestyle, or health practice that has been used traditionally for hundreds or thousands of years successfully, and then I can find good science to back it up, I'm going to write about it and give it to you for free at LifeSpa.com. Don't wait till the problem arises. Just take care of your health now. Also, if you go to our LifeSpa.com/store, you get $5 off of any order over $40 and just use the coupon code Frankie.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
is Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you with us today on is an award of TV and film. Some of the shows that she wrote for include Murphy Brown, Fame, Carol and Company, starring Carol Burnett. She also wrote and produced a family feature film, How to Beat a Bully, and she's won numerous awards. She's been honored by the Writers Guild of America. The accolades go on and on and on. She's an entertainment reporter. She has a new book on out called How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. And we always love having her on the show. And it is such a pleasure to have you with us, Marilyn Anderson.
Thank you so much, Frankie. It's great to be here.
So, Marilyn, before we get into the Time's Up in the Me Too movement, we were just talking, and I have to be honest with you, I thought they were lacking something, and there was an energy missing from the evening, and I don't know what it was, but I would have liked to have seen more iconic figures and scenes from the past, even more, and more tributes done to old Hollywood. 90 years, Marilyn, I just feel like they fell short. What were your thoughts?
I have to say I agree with you. I think the opening, which they did with black and white, you know, it was cute, but it didn't quite work. I thought it was, it just seemed a little flat.
Yes.
And I thought when Eva Marie Saint came out, it was great. It was classic. She's 93 years old, and she was lovely. But I think even the pieces that they did, they put all the clips together, they were so fast, you didn't get a sense of what I think they were trying to convey.
Right, right. That being said, the show, I thought, it had more misses than it had parts.
Well, I have been there, too. I was on a show when I was on staff. There were 10 men and 2 women in the writer's room. And it's still to this day. We've heard how the directors, there's been a lot in the news about how we need more female directors. But the Writers Guild and the writers haven't really done it. And there's many fewer female writers getting the opportunities both in TV and film to do their work. I mean, I've lived it, so I understand how it is. And I think
right.
It's great. I think it's great that people came out last night. I thought one of the good speeches was by the woman who won for the song with her husband, Kristen
yes.
Anderson Lopez. And she
yes.
talked about in her category it's 50-50.
Yeah.
But that we need to have that in all categories.
What did you think of Frances's speech at the end?
I thought it was great. I thought that was the highlight of
yes.
the whole night. And we had to wait a long time for it.
Yeah.
In both ways, both in life and in the show, it was the That I think was the defining moment and the best moment of the show.
What do you think, Jimmy Kimmel will be back again next year?
I would be surprised. Actually,
I would be too. I said that too. Me too. I like him, but I think he missed the boat last night. I thought he was brilliant. Don't get me wrong. I thought he did a great job, but I think there was something. There were just some things missing. And I think they need another host, is what I think.
Yes. Well, the funny thing is I watch Jimmy Kimmel every night. He's my late-night host. I watch him.
Yes. Yes.
And I like him. And he certainly set the tone at the beginning, which was good. But I feel that it didn't have the splash. If you remember when Billy Crystal did it years ago. And
yes.
And the funny bit. And it just seemed more theatrical. And that's
yeah.
what it was missing. You know, for movies, you would think they would do something creative and theatrical.
And yeah, I felt I felt the same way. I felt the same way. You know, I have to say that even when the
I don't remember Bob Hope. I mean, I remember him. I don't remember him hosting the show. But I do remember, like I said, with Billy Crystal, he just, there were more bits that were funny in and of themselves. And I think when you see the Tonys always have a fabulous show. Because
always.
They do a lot of theatrical, they do singing and dancing, and there's a light to them that was just missing in this presentation last night.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on. I was shocked, to be honest, of the
expected them to do something more with it. I mean, if
yeah.
you're going to bring them back, give them something funny to do or to say that relates to what happened.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
it was, they came in and it was very straight on. And I thought, if you're going to have them back, do something funny.
They didn't do anything funny. You're right. They just didn't.
And I think that writers should have come up with something clever to highlight they were back, you know? Well, for me, the best moment was, as I mentioned before, Frances McDormand and her speech. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah.
Seeing Jane Fonda and Helen Mirren.
Oh, yes. I loved it.
Think she's always been in shape. But, you know, she wears, her dress was gorgeous. It was super classy.
Yes. Her hair was elegant.
Very classy. And, of course, last night they really did focus on the woman. They had, when Rita Moreno came out. And did you know Rita Moreno wore the same dress that she wore in 1962 when she collected her Oscar then?
Yes. Yes.
So I didn't realize that first, and I didn't love the dress, but then I realized there was a reason. Of course, when Guillermo del Toro accepted his Oscar, and he talked about how important it was that he was welcome to America, and then when Lupita Nyong'o and Kumail talked about the fact that they stand with the Dreamers,
yes.
There were some nice moments.
There were some.
gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Americanex is an international company built on three cutting-edge technology platforms. ACE Exchange is the cannabis industry's first fully electronic, regulatory compliant, and transparent exchange. The platform tracks the wholesale purchase and sale of licensed cannabis. AceTrack is a seed-to-sale tracking software with administrative, plant, and inventory management, security, compliance, and accounting capabilities. The software includes point-of-sale, radio frequency identification, and geo-tracking services, allowing government regulators to verify and collect taxes. AcePay is a revolutionary cash and management system created for cannabis industry participants who have traditionally had difficulty obtaining banking services. Now, for the first time in history, an online marketplace gives participants the ability to deposit cash, pay bills and taxes, and accept payments both inside and outside the cannabis industry. Americanex. Three platforms, one marketplace, endless options. Visit Americanex.com. to learn more.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. And we were just talking about Rita Moreno, and that was the film that she won, West Side Story. And she reconfigured, it's Frankie Boyle, former screenwriter and the former television and film and screenwriter, noted writer as well, by the way, Marilyn Anderson. Her new book is out, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. Marilyn, welcome back. And she just had... But listen, the fact that... Seven cable, the way in which we get is taking a big chunk out of Hollywood.
I think it's changing. I don't think it's becoming less powerful. I think there's so many TV shows now, and the quality of TV, especially on some of these cable channels, is amazing. And so what's happening is a lot of the big movie stars are going to these cable shows. It used to be considered that movie stars would not do television. It was considered a step down. But now you see shows like Big Little Lies, which has Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon, and you have other shows that are getting people who before this would never even consider doing television. And now television really is becoming the medium for reaching people. So there are actually 480 different television shows on now.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually, I'm still writing for film and TV. I'm pitching television shows, and I just wrote a romantic comedy feature that hopefully is going to go into production later this year. So I'm still doing it, although just as it's hard being a woman in this business, it's also hard, I was saying, TV, if you're over 35, you're dead, whether it's on camera or behind the scenes. And it was interesting, and I think important, that James Ivory won because he's 89 years old.
How old is he?
He's 89 years old.
Yeah.
And that shows that age does not mean that you can't write something brilliant. So that was good to see from that point of view.
I can't believe...
do so many very classy films. That, I think, was pretty amazing that this is what he won for.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that the Me Too movement was very...
dignified way.
Yeah, I agree.
Which was very, you know, there's a lot of different ways that it could have been handled, and they did it in a more subtle and dignified way than making jokes about it or then putting it in your face, so to speak, you know.
By the way,
marvelous.
And what?
Rara looks like she looks like she's 40 years old in that show.
It really.
She looks fabulous.
Yeah.
From Hollywood, you know, her father being Henry Fonda, although when she was growing up, of course, she did not have a good relationship with her father, and it was strained for a long time, but she was a Hollywood child, you know, in terms of having that history and legacy of her father's great film.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, if you were producing the Academy Awards last night, we just have a few moments left with you, Marilyn Anderson, what would you have done? What would you have liked to have seen as someone who's worked in Hollywood, who's been a part of the scene, behind the scenes? What would you have liked to have seen?
Well, I would have liked to have seen some more fun done with visual and cinematic fun. You know, I would have taken movie clips and maybe put them together with live people, done some multimedia stuff and made it genuinely theatrical and fun.
Right. Okay. I think that's true. I think that's absolutely true. And
so that's going to be a good movie. And and the other thing that's really good about it is it shows that people, baby boomers and older people, love going to the movies too. It's not just for the CGI
right.
And comic book character.
Right.
We want Mary, real people out there.
Talking so in spite of setbacks being a woman, in spite of working 16-hour days with all of the
.com.
And thank you so much. We will
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.